Just so you be aware, Shakedown is embracing and getting ready to embrace our 49th anniversary as we jump into the 50th. October 20th, we'll be doing a 49th anniversary, leading up to the 50th celebration, the 50th year. We're doing, just imagine, a half a century, one half century. What we're doing, we're coming up some key facts over the past 50 years that Shape Center was involved in. That's really called Black history. Hey, check this out. Who was married to one of the freedom fighters in Southern Africa? And she died in Houston. Her name was Beniba Nyamu. Beniba Nyamu. That's right. She was one of the, she integrated schools in Houston.
She did. Yes, yeah, she did.
Was it McReynolds?
I don't remember which school, but yeah, she did.
It was Reynolds. How old is the oldest member of the Elvis Institute of Business? 102 years old. And what is her name? Hurley Champion Shaw. See that? That shapes on his history, y'all. What was the name of the first play that was done at Shake Community Center? Shake play done by Brother Thomas Mamanipu Malanza. Kenneth, dementia kicks in every now and then. But the name of it was Just a Dream.
Just a Dream?
Just a Dream. And that was done at the old Shape Center across the street. That was the first play that we did at Shape Center. Second play was Death of O.D. Walker. The next one was The Diary of Black Men, Thomas Malanson's play. So here's another one. Where is Thomas Malanson now, the one who wrote all these plays?
TSL.
He's a tenured professor of drama at Texas Southern University. Where was the first Pan-African Cultural Festival held? See if you can remember. Where? It was on this parking lot right next to this, on this building. We haven't gone to our park yet. So the first Pan-African Festival was held on the parking lot right here. We had a little stage and some vendor booths. Where was the first Kwanzaa? No, where was the first Kwanzaa celebration celebrated at? Hey, can anybody know that? The first Kwanzaa celebration. What citywide Kwanzaa celebration? Actually, it was celebrated at Miss Freeman's house on Sophomore. Dr. Freeman's, when Miss Freeman did her music studio, my daughter. That's where it was. That's why it was the first Kwanzaa, citywide Kwanzaa celebration.
Where was it again?
At Miss Freeman's house on Sophomore, across from Nobby's Club. How many freedom tours have Shape Community Center taken their children on to date? Anybody know? It's 29. Okay. How many doctors that we know of, medical doctors, that have been produced from Shape Center? No, name two, male and female. One is Eero, Sister Fueco's daughter. She's OBGYN. The other is Jelani Oville, Tony's son. He's my godchild. He practices over at Herman Memorial, and she's in Atlanta. Right. Those are the first two medical doctors that came through Shape. The question, what one of our elders in this circle, Dr. Elder Edith Irby Jones, who's a member of Shape Center Council of Elders, what university did she graduate from? That's the question.
I integrated and graduated.
You integrated that school, Ella?
Yes.
You were the first black woman, for sure.
Yep.
To integrate that school. Elder Demo, could you think of something historic as part of, I know you can think of a lot of stuff. Just give me one thing, think about it.
I'm thankful to remember my name.
I heard that.
Well, hey, I forget mine every other day, so. But tell me,
Molly has another.
Nah, she just gave one. She mentioned Dowling Street was changed to what? What year and who was instrumental in changing Dowling Street to Emancipation Avenue?